Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLean for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 0 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Veal fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLean moves to second. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLajas fields it and throws to second for the out. McLean moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLajas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry bunts towards the mound. McLean picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McLean. Phillips scores. Held goes all the way around to score. Perry moves to third. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLajas hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Jim Mahoney now playing second base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Held takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green pinch hits for Pete Daly. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Coot Veal. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hinton trying to get to third. Kirkland throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Hinton for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.